Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, which is Big Topic, where we dive into the topic of mom friends, how to meet them, what it's like to go on mom friend dates, and how some things go wrong. We wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hi, welcome to episode 68. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Shauna.
How are you guys this week? How old's your baby? What you been up to?
So my baby is 8 months and 2 weeks, and We kind of had a big week. So my mom is actually still in town. She actually extended her trip for a couple reasons. One was she wanted to continue her staycation at the fancy hotel.
Who wouldn't?
But the other thing was that I ended up having a minor medical procedure on Friday.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
An upper endoscopy. So nothing happened. I just have had a heartburn like my whole friggin' life, basically.
Oh, and it was intense in pregnancy, if I remember correctly.
It was awful in pregnancy. And like
that's why you had your wedge and everything.
Oh, yeah. I had my sleeping wedge. I mean, yeah. I sometimes had to sleep basically sitting up because of the reflux. It just was awful. And I couldn't wait for it to get better after pregnancy was over. And yeah, it got better, but it didn't go away by any stretch. And I finally realized, like, I need to go see a GI doctor, gastroenterologist, and see, like, you know, if anything is going wrong, because I was basically just taking, like, Pepcid every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got this appointment ages ago, because, you know, it takes forever to see a specialist. And I went on Wednesday, and the doctor was like, yeah, you know, it's probably just your familial inherited heartburn problem, but you know, we should really do an upper endoscopy just to make sure there's no like cancer or nothing else physically wrong. Yeah, I know they always throw cancer out there, but you know, you do want to make sure there's no cancer, because that's a thing, I guess, if you have a lot of heartburn, it can irritate your esophagus and cause cellular changes and can cause esophageal cancer. So that's why you don't want to, like, you don't want to fuck around with heartburn. You know, people think like, oh, whatever, it's just heartburn, but you know, you're basically burning your esophagus over and over. So
when you put it that way,
I know. Fun topic this week, Laura. So, but I had this appointment on Wednesday and she was like, okay, just go schedule your endoscopy. And I went to the front desk and they're like, actually, we had a cancellation on Friday. Do you want to just do it in 2 days? And I was like, hold on. I called my mom. I was like, mom, they want to do the endoscopy on Friday. Can you stay around? She's like, yeah, totally. I'll stay till Sunday. I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, yeah, let's do
it. Nice. So what is that when they like put a camera down your esophagus or what? I don't know what that
precisely,
is exactly.
Yeah. So they put you under light sedation stick a camera down your throat. And
ooh, yilly.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because I thought light sedation would mean like I wouldn't remember any of it.
Uh-huh. Do you remember it?
I remember it. I actually, there was an interesting moment where I got wheeled in. They started giving me like the IV whatever drug they were giving me.
They didn't give you the full cocktail?
They did not give me the full cocktail like I got with my C-section, apparently. Although I remember my C-section too, so.
Oh, true. That's right.
But I was definitely like sedated and kind of out of it. I kind of felt like the way you feel as you're falling asleep. You know, you're still aware of people talking around you, but you kind of don't care because you're just like, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear the doctor be like, so who gave her the pregnancy test? And they're like, she's nursing. We don't need to give her a pregnancy test. And she was like, well, we should write that she waived it. And I was like, huh?
What?
I'm not pregnant. It's fine. I've given myself a pregnancy test just because I'm a paranoid person like that. I have an IUD and I'm nursing. Like,
still, that feels like slightly shady and unethical for them to be like, let's just say she waived it.
I'm planning on bringing it up at my follow-up appointment, but I'm like, there's nothing to be done about it now, right? Like, I don't know, maybe I'll get like a discount on my next endoscopy.
That's worth it.
Yeah. So I had to go in at like 11 a.m. Oh, and by the way, I wasn't allowed to eat or drink anything until the appointment, which is torture, you know? Mm. Another fun fact, that morning I was giving my baby breakfast and I was like mashing up some peaches for him. And I like just instinctively put a piece of the peach in my mouth and swallowed. Oh,
and I was
no.
like, uh-oh. And it was, you know, maybe the size of like, it was like a quarter inch, you know, and very thin. I told my mom, I was like, mom, I ate a tiny, tiny piece of peach. And she's like, just don't tell them. Just don't. She's like, they'll probably see it and they'll find out, but just don't tell them till you go in. So, of course, I was worried that I was going to like aspirate one tiny piece of peach, but no one mentioned the peach, I should mention. So
good.
But I had to go in. And so it was like at 11. And so I was able to spend the morning with the baby, but you had to go in there a little early and yada, yada, yada. And then I was really loopy afterwards and sedated. Mm-hmm. And I came home and basically napped all afternoon, which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I was like, sounds like a great day.
It was kind of the best day. perfect excuse to sleep like 6 straight hours in the afternoon. And Corey got to do his like first full day with the baby, basically, by himself. Oh. Because my mom was taking care of me.
Aww, that's nice.
He just, you know, stayed with the baby. And that was the longest he's done with the baby. So
good.
And it went great. But at the end of the day, he was like, yeah, that's really tiring. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Told you.
No kidding.
He's like, keeps going. I'm like, yeah, it just keeps going. 4 o'clock. You're like, what are we going to do now? You know?
Oh, 4 o'clock is rough.
4 o'clock is a rough time. Yeah.
It's like, oh, 2.5 more hours.
What can we do? If it's nice out, it's like, that's my key. Like, let's go on a walk time. But if it's hot, like it has been, I'm just like, oh, God. How are we going to fill these hours?
And then the sun's going to start going down at like 4:45. We're so screwed.
Oh, God. Anyway, that is what I did this week. But the baby is doing great. He was unfazed by it and he started cruising.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he's been able to pull to stand. And so he has started scooching along. Well, if he pulls to stand on the back of the couch, like if he's on the couch, you know, with us guarding him from falling, he will scooch along the back of it. He's mobile on his feet.
That's so cool.
It is. But he can't get to sitting still, like on his own. Like he still hasn't figured out how to like push himself back onto his butt, which I think is interesting.
Right. Yeah.
But he's getting there.
He's just doing it in his own order.
He really is doing it in a weird order. Like he army crawl, pull up to stand, cruising, still can't get himself to sitting. And the other real quick rapid fire news with him is that his top teeth broke through this week.
Cutie.
Little two front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Little razor's edge. Like, I didn't realize that baby teeth had like saw edge, like razor sharp saw edges, right?
Oh, gosh. I haven't experienced the saw edge.
Oh, they're just like, they're like a little textured, I think, to get through the gums, but they're not like smooth, you know?
Like, serrated. Like serrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're really freaking sharp. And I'm a little terrified.
Let us know if you survive.
I will if my nipples survive. So
exactly.
Anyway, that's my very quick recap of the week. How old is your baby now? What have you guys been up to?
My baby is 9 months and 1 week. And this week, her stranger aversion has hit peak.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. Steve had his friend Noah over the other day, and Steve went and got Cece up from her nap and brought her out, and Noah goes, hi, and she goes, and just like scream, just like instantly like scream, crying. Steve said, I wasn't there, but Steve said that she just like lost her shit at the sight
of. Oh no, poor Noah.
I know, poor Noah. He's such a sweet guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's like, oh, babies don't like me. It's okay. I'm like, no, I really think it's stranger aversion. And plus, you know, I'm sure she was disoriented from waking up and suddenly there was like a new fella in the house.
That's true.
And then I took her to Target, as I do multiple times a month. And we're looking in the baby food aisle and she's perfectly happy and babbling. And a very nice grandma walks up and says, hi. And Cece looks at her. Same thing. And just started screaming and crying and just lost her shit. And this grandma is like, so sweet, but like still trying to talk to her and talk to me, even though Cece's like losing her shit. And I'm just trying to like grab the baby food I need,
real quick and like get out of there so I can like calm her down.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, oh yeah, I know, I have grandkids and they're blah 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 blah. And I'm like trying to talk to her and like think what baby food do I need? I don't know. And I'm just like blindly grabbing stuff and Cece's freaking out and I'm just like, oh boy, stranger aversion.
And that's how she ended up with chicken liver and spinach for dinner.
Exactly. Which she hated. So it makes me nervous to bring her to her backup daycare again time. I mean, she kind of knows those people now because she's been going here and there, but it's hard to leave when she's crying and I really don't want her to freak out like that.
Yeah. Is there anything you can do about it or is it just a time thing?
I don't know. I guess I'll let you know in a week or two if she's gotten over it or...
Please do, because you are the one forging the path for me, remember. I am in your wake needing to know.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. And then the other thing this week is more fun is that we recently signed up for the YMCA near our house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as a family, the family membership, and mostly because they have a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, that's key.
Yes, my three-year-old Elle is just, like, crazy about swimming. She just always wants to swim, and I needed a place that had, like, indoor swimming year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. Cece loves the pool. I took her swimming. And so it's just, like, a fun, nice thing that we can do when we need something to do. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I don't have, like, a regular place we could go swimming, especially not an indoor one.
Yeah, one of the pools at this Y was created as like a therapeutic pool. Mm-hmm. And so they heat it to like 95 degrees all
Perfect.
The time. Just like, yes, I just wade in with like no hesitation. Usually I'll like dip a toe in a pool and him and ha and blah, blah, blah.
Getting past your waistline is just torture.
Torture. I know, right?
Why yeah. is that?
Because that's where your major organs are? I don't know.
Good point.
They're like, we don't want to dip in temperature. Get us out of here, you fool. But yeah, that's pretty much it for us this week. Should we take a break and move on to our special segment?
Let's do it.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use.
I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not one skin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
And we're back. So this week's special segment is a big topic where we are going to tackle the subject of making mom friends. Not everyone is as lucky as we are, Shauna, just becoming pregnant at the exact same time as one of your best friends. And other people, and us included, have to go out and actually make mom friends. So Shauna, what's your experience been making mom friends?
I actually have more experience with this the first time around when Elle was a baby, because a lot of my friends were not parents yet, or they had babies that were a little bit older. And so I was kind of aggressive in my attempt to make mom friends. I would go to the playground, like go to the park. I'd walk around a lot. And if I met a mom of a small baby around my baby's age and I thought she was cool, I would just straight up at the end of our exchange bite the bullet and be awkward and be like, hey, can we exchange information? Because I'd like to hang out with you again.
That is so bold. That is like ballsy of you.
I know, it was pretty awkward to do, especially the first couple times. I met this really cool woman at a park in North Hollywood. She was an architect and she had a little baby my age, and she was really nice to us and I just really liked her, and I could feel the tension coming at the end of our hangout. You know, I was just like, I want to hang out with this lady again. I want to see her again. Because I was like home with the baby at that point. You know, I had a full day to fill, you know,
That 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, yes. I just went for it. And after that, it became a little bit easier. Also, I would go to the library story hour near me. I met a really cool mom whose baby was the same age as mine. And I think, like, in our conversation, like, a hushed tone while the librarian was reading Pout Pout Fish or something, this woman was said something like, oh, what is this shit? Or something like that. And I was just like, oh, you're my people. and before she, like, snuck out early from that session, and I was like, I can't let this woman leave. I can't let her leave. I don't know if I'll see her again. I was like, wait, before you leave, can we exchange information? I want to hang out with you. And I became friends with these people and their daughters, and Yeah, it was great. So I say go for it. Be bold. I know it's awkward, but chances are like the moms that you're talking to and approaching probably want that kind of companionship too. So I don't know.
And it's a good thing to remember because I remember feeling so awkward trying to make friends in like college and in grad school. I specifically remember making friends with you, actually, Shauna, because we had my very first class ever was with you. It was our playwriting class. And I remember in class, like, it's a small class, probably, what, 10 people?
I would say.
Something like that. And I remember after class, like, I just could tell. I was like, I like her. She seems cool. And I was like, I want to like, get her number or something, you know? Like, I want to, like, become friends with her. And I went out and you were actually talking to Noelle already. But Noelle is another friend of ours from grad school. And I remember thinking like, oh shit, she's already friends with everyone else. And like, I'm going to be the nerd who like introduces myself. And I realized like now I sucked it up and still like, I like walked up and was like, hi, did you guys like class? You know, like dork. But, like, now, in retrospect, I realize, like, you didn't know Noelle. She was, like, we all didn't know each other at the time. But if I hadn't done that, it might have been a while before we became friends. Or maybe we would have never become friends. And then what?
Ugh.
We'd be, like, off, you know, doing our own things and not having a podcast together.
No, I can't. It's unimaginable.
Unimaginable.
But I do remember that. And, you know, so being on the other end, being approached by someone, I mean, I love it. I'm a people person. I like that. I want to be approached by people. So I guess I take that attitude into like meeting other people too. It's like, let's be friends. If you find someone you feel some kismet with, just like go for it and see what happens.
Can I ask you a question about library story time? Because I have yet to go to a library story time because I wasn't sure if my baby was like old enough to appreciate it.
Oh, well, it's not for your baby, dude. It's to get out of the goddamn house.
I see.
Have something to do.
Copy
have
that.
Your baby chew on a shaker that's been chewed on by everybody.
Understood.
I mean, your baby will appreciate it more the older he gets. It's just like a fun thing to do.
Okay. I'm going to add that to the list.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. But what about you? What have you done to make mom friends since you've had a baby?
So for me, I'm not as into the like approaching strangers on the street method, the Shauna method of just talking to any old moms on the playground. No, I actually really like your method, but I'm much more of a sort of structured method, and I have been actually really focused and like intentional with it. But for me, it's really been surrounding like Mommy and Me classes. So my main mom friends have been found in this Mommy and Me class that I go to at this place called the Family Room in San Marino. And we're now in the, I think, the fourth session. They're like 8-week sessions, I think. And you know, there's some like breaks between them and whatnot. But they're not always the same women, but there's a lot of overlap. And I kind of ended up being like the social director of the group is what I think the like the Family Room actually calls it. Because I'm the one who like I set up like a WhatsApp group for all of us to chat. And so when like the new session starts and new moms come in, we add them to the group. So now there's like 24 moms in this WhatsApp group. And it's actually really a nice way to keep in touch because, you know, you see them for an hour and a half once a week and you get to know people that way. But when it's like 2 a.m. and you've woken up because your baby is like screaming again. I mean, especially when they were younger, this group was so great because you could be like, well, I'm up for another feed. Anyone else up? And like people would be like, yep, you know, I've been up for an hour.
Oh, that's great.
And so there's a lot of like really great conversations there. And so then it translates into like actually hanging out in real life. So that's really where I've focused my energy. I will say that I have one friend that's a mom friend that I did the Shauna Maiko method before we even had babies. I did it at prenatal yoga. So
yes.
I would go to prenatal yoga and I'd see like the same people over and over. And I remember there was this one woman, I was like, she just seems cool. And one of the prenatal yoga teachers would have us like go around and say like, when we're due and whether we're having a boy or a girl and all that. And she was like, due at the end of December and she was having a boy. and she lived nearby. And so, like, after one class, I literally walked up to her and was like, I think we should be friends. Like, do you want to hang out sometime? And she was like, yeah, great. And so she ended up joining the first session of the Mommy and Me class because I told her I was going to do it. So we got to spend that time together. But that was my one sort of bold, like, hi, you seem cool, let's be friends thing. And it totally worked out.
That's awesome. So I never joined a Mommy and Me class specifically. I was really strapped for cash when I was a new mom with Elle specifically. But one thing I did do, which was really cool, is a group of parents. I just met this one mom randomly, and she was really nice. And she's like, I want to start a music class with our babies. And I was like, okay. And so she gathered some other parent friends and we met at her house, and none of us paid anything. Like, we decided we didn't want to, like, pay an actual music instructor. We just all met every week at her house with our babies, or like six of us. And each week one of us would be in charge of, like, the musical repertoire for the week. So it's like, when it was my week, I was like, this week we're going to play Disney songs and sing along with our babies. And she played the guitar and would, like, sing, like, little nursery rhymes and stuff. And so that was, like, a super fun and free way to get to know other parents and other babies. And I really wish I had something like that this time around with Cece.
That's so great. I am actually paying to go to a music class now at the family room because, like, I wanted to do a music class and I didn't even think about the fact that, like, yeah, we have three guitars. Like, we could probably do it ourselves. But again, it's the filling the days thing.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going with Corey on a weekend, so it's kind of like a thing we can all do together. But
if I
had another baby, I could totally, like, just replicate it. It doesn't require, like, crazy special skills or anything.
No, half the time we just, like, put stuff on Spotify through their speakers and we sang Moana songs, and they're some babies, you know, they just like hearing music and playing little instruments. And,
yeah.
Oh, it was so
I definitely,
cute.
My sort of method of doing stuff with the baby is, like, throwing money at it, which I think it needs to probably slow down a little bit. You know, because these classes, they really do add up. It's kind
they
of
do.
Amazing how much they all can cost. But for me, it's like my mental health, you know, it's like therapy to get out of the house. So it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it can really add up if you do, like, swimming and music and Mommy and Me and, you know, who knows what else. So
yeah, so that's partly why I wanted to throw out that we just, like, threw this thing together for no money.
That's so awesome.
To give people ideas that, like, maybe that's something you can do with some people in your neighborhood or some friends or something like that. So I will say that making mom friends is not always easy. Sometimes
no.
There's some mom friend fails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have had one recently.
Have you had one?
I
do you want to talk about
one.
It?
Yeah, I do need to talk about this. So I recently responded to a woman on one of my Facebook mom groups. I'm in, like, a million Facebook mom groups, which is probably another good way to make friends. Like, this story,
yes,
notwithstanding, right? Because there's, I know I'm in, like, a Pasadena moms group. I'm in a Pasadena 2019 moms group. And then I'm also in the Pasadena 2018 moms group because I got snuck in because I had a January baby. And, you know, they're always posting things about, like, events and activities. So that's a great way to, like, look for friends, right? So there was one group where someone mentioned that they were interested in, you know, making a mom friend, basically. And I was like, sure, I'm interested in also, you know, making a new mom friend. And our babies were about the same age. So we, of course, took, like, a month and a half to actually get together because nap schedules and travel schedules and everything just didn't align. And finally, we got together. And she was perfectly nice, and her baby was lovely. There was nothing, like, wrong, right? I just didn't think we clicked. It was like a first date. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
You go and you meet this person. It's essentially a blind date. And once you're in it, you're like, you know whether there's a spark or not, right?
Do you know within the first 5 seconds, like, on a real blind date?
I gave it a little more time, no. I mean, I think we spent about an hour together. And, you know, again, there was nothing specifically wrong. It was just like that je ne sais quoi wasn't there, you know? That, like, she didn't seem like my people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
everyone can be a Shauna Michaels.
It's true. If everyone was, the world would be a beautiful, shiny place.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Yes, but it's not that way in the real world, Shauna.
Yeah,
it's
I
not.
Know.
So anyway,
so what did you do?
So this is the thing. Much like a first date, I don't know. Like, did you ever go on like blind dates? I feel like you and Steve have been together since like you were teenagers. So I don't know.
Oh, since I was like 24, we've been together. But yeah, I've been on a couple blind dates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I went on a couple dates. I mean, not blind dates, I guess. They were like internet dates, you know, but essentially, you know, first time you've ever like seen a person in real life. And it was so much like when you go on one of those dates and they're super awkward, or even just like not super awkward, but just nothing, no sparks. And then they text and they're like, when can we go on another date? This mom did that. She was like, hey, let's hang out again. And I was such a fucking coward, Shauna.
Did you ghost her?
No, I did not. I did not ghost her, in the end. I did spend, like, a whole day hemming and hawing about, like, how I was going to handle it. Like, I think I texted you. I texted my friend from yoga. I texted, like, all kinds of people explaining the situation and being like, maybe I should just give her another chance, you know? Like, our babies are the same age, and, like, maybe I'm just, you know, maybe I just was in a bad mood. Who knows? And basically everyone was like, girl, you don't have to see her again. Like, you don't have to. Just because you both have babies the same age doesn't mean you're like a match, right? So I eventually sent her a text message and was like, hey, it was great hanging out. But, you know, I don't know if we're going to really be able to do it again. And I said some things about, you know, why. And, you know, she was fine. She was fine. But it felt like nails on a chalkboard. It felt like a knife in the gut. Like, even though I'm the one doing it, I'm such a people pleaser. I'm such a people pleaser.
That's commendable, though, that you were honest with her. I feel like my approach might have been something like, oh, yeah, let's get together again soon. And then, you know, kind of just like be flaky.
Yeah, I was contemplating that. I was also contemplating using someone else as an excuse. Like, oh,
my husband doesn't want me to see you.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, well, you know, my husband doesn't like me, you know, fill in the blank. It's so hard to even make that up because, like,
I know
Corey would never control me in that way. But, like, I definitely was looking for the coward's way out for a while and then realized I just had to be honest. And I would want someone to be honest with me. So, and it worked out in the end. It turns out honesty is the best policy, right?
How about that?
Imagine that. But yeah, it was weird. And it did make me a little gun shy about, like, you know, going through it again because, you know, it's a lot of trial and error making new friends, and especially on the one on one thing. I think this is why I like groups, right? Because you don't have to, like, be dedicated to the one. I need, like, speed dating. Someone should do speed dating for moms.
That's our $1 million idea.
Write it down. Anyway, so that was a recent fail. Have you had any mom friend fails?
I have. I'm talking a lot about stuff that happened when Elle was a baby, just because now that Cece's a baby, I am so busy with work and taking care of her and living out in the boonies. Like, I just haven't had much time to deal with. I haven't had much time to make new mom friends.
You don't have time for new friends.
I don't have time for new friends. I got my Laura Barrick, okay? but like I mentioned earlier, I was like very much about approaching people. And when Elle was a baby, and so I was in a swim class with Elle, and there was a mom with another little baby, and she seemed very cool. And I, you know, in the locker room, we're getting dressed, whatever. I'm like, we should hang out. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. So she seemed really nice, and she actually invited me and Steve and Elle over on a weekend to her apartment. to hang out with her husband and her baby. And she's like, I'll
not
make
for
lunch.
Like a whole weekend.
No, not okay. Like a ski weekend or anything.
I was like, whoa, 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 moving so fast.
Yeah, like that would be a clearly terrible mom date. No, it's just like, come over for lunch. The babies will play and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay. And I'm like, Steve's not going to love this idea, but, you know, let's make some parent friends in the neighborhood. And we go over to their apartment, and it was fine. But then we met her husband, and the dude did not say a single word the entire time that was not some kind of complaint. No, he said words. But what I'm saying is he didn't say a single word that wasn't either a complaint about something, negging things, like kind of passively aggressively cutting down this mom.
Oh, no.
It was so awkward. I was just like, I knew almost immediately. I'm like, I can't hang out with this guy ever again.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, it was so bad. And so one thing that came up while we were there is like this mom makes all of the baby's food from scratch, which is
commendable,
amazing. You know me, I am a baby jar food kind of lady. And I aspire to do this. So I was impressed. But then I found out she's like, yeah, my husband said that if I am to stay home, if I get to stay home and take care of the baby while he works, that I have to make every single thing from scratch. Like, that's the price I pay. And I was just like,
this is me deep breathing because I want to like reach back through the space-time continuum and punch this guy in the face.
Yes, he was. Oh boy. So, oh my God. And then this woman was so nice. She's so sweet. So she made us lunch and she's like, I made a meatloaf out of this baby recipe book that I have. Like, it's a recipe book for baby food.
Got it. Okay.
But she made it for all of us. Oh, so
okay. Did you all have to eat?
We ate baby meatloaf for lunch.
Oh no.
And of course, it's not good, right?
No. I mean, no. Maybe it could be in some world, but no. How old were they at this point?
The kids were about a year and a half.
Okay, all right. But like you're not putting a lot of salt, you're not putting a lot of spices and flavors in the baby meatloaf.
Zero to be exact.
Oh no, Shauna.
Oh, so I'm like, oh God, I'm choking down this meatloaf. And of course the husband, prick that he is, like halfway through he's like, this needs salt. And it's like, no shit, dude. Like, we're all thinking it. We all know that the fucking meatloaf needs salt to taste good. But, like, we're not saying it. We're not cutting this woman down. We're just, like, trying to enjoy this lunch. Ugh, it was so awkward.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you know, I left that day. I'm like, well, I certainly can't be friends with that man. The woman is so nice, and her baby is super adorable. Maybe I'll try again. So, like, we texted some more and stuff. And at one point, I needed to start going back to work. And Elle started daycare. And I was telling her about it. And she texted back, I just don't know how you can do that. Put your baby in daycare and, like, not be with your baby all day. I just don't know how you can do that. And I don't think she meant it with ill intention, really, but it just, like, felt so judgmental, and I was already so sensitive. Mm-hmm. I'd been with Elle for, like, a year and a half, and here I was, like, finally, you know, putting her in a daycare with someone else, and I was sensitive, and she said that, and I was just like, eh. I just lost interest in it all, and I don't know how it ended exactly, but I never
fizzled
hung
away.
Out with her again.
Yeah, that sucks. Oh, I feel so bad for her. It gives me a little bit of PTSD with my ex-boyfriend that you knew, who you knew.
I have to say, Laura, I spent a lot of that lunch thinking this reminds me of Laura's ex. And I was really glad you're not with him anymore.
Oh, thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm an agnostic, and I thank the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm.
He was very narcissistic, whether he actually had narcissistic personality disorder, I am not qualified to diagnose, but I would mm-hmm. not be surprised if he did, because he was a supreme asshole who treated me awfully for 7 years. And this that negging, mm-hmm. It's a really shitty position to be in. I feel really bad for her. But also, she should have been much more supportive about you putting Elle into daycare. Like, instead of saying, like, I don't... Because I can see, like, a world where the tone on that is like, oh, man, like, that's so hard. Like, you know, I don't know how you can do that because it's so hard to leave our kids. Like, but right. you have to do what you have to do. You know, like, that could be what she meant, but she didn't say it, you know? Instead, mm-hmm. it's just like, I don't know how you do that. I'm a superior mother for not doing that. Poor woman is trapped, man. Yeah. Trapped.
I kind of wish I knew how she was doing now and how that adorable baby was doing. But it's just one of those that didn't work out, so... You know.
Well, you know, but it matters sort of like how the family dynamic is, too, because you can't ignore that, because especially if, you know, as the kids are getting older, you wouldn't want Elle exposed to that kind of negativity all the time.
No.
And if you were truly mom friends, you spend more and more time with each other at mm-hmm. each other's house, you know, and you can't avoid that. Not to mention that that kind of negativity, it gets mirrored, I think, in the kids. You know what I mean?
Like,
I think... You made the right call there. Thanks. And I really hope that woman maybe has asserted herself and is now living independently and free.
Yes, me too. I wish her the best.
Yeah.
Well, all in all, Laura, I am so glad that I have you as a mom friend. You're amazing.
Me too. No, you're amazing. I'm so glad I walked up to you after that class and didn't just walk the other way.
Me too.
Anyway, should we take a break and then come back with our BFPs and BFNs for the week?
Let's do it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products at work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We are back, and we're going to wrap things up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Laura, what do you got for us?
I have a BFN.
What? What is it?
So I talked about my endoscopy at the beginning of this week, upper endoscopy. I've discovered you should say upper endoscopy because apparently there's a lower endoscopy.
Does that mean your butthole?
It means your butthole, which, again, there's nothing wrong with it, but I just want to be clear. It was not up the butt. It was down the throat. Both are very legitimate medical procedures, but this one was the upper endoscopy. Okay. And I had to get mildly sedated. Apparently not sedated enough, as we discussed earlier, but that sedation involved, I think, like fentanyl and some other heavy-duty drugs that I'm not entirely sure, which were the ones that made me nap all day, which I was very pleased with. But the downside of it, and this is my BFN, is that it required 24 hours of pumping and dumping.
Ooh, did you feel like a cow hooked up to a milking machine?
No, because cow's milk goes on to like good use, you know, in yogurt and heavy cream. Mine went straight down the sink. And, you know, I've not had like supply issues. I haven't had, you know, any real problems with breastfeeding, knock on wood. But I have to say that watching that liquid gold go down the drain, I was just like, ugh, come on. Like, really? Do I really? And also, like, the dumping part is hard, but also, like, the pumping part kind of sucks because you're just doing it for nothing. Like, at least with pumping normally, I'm just like, I'm building my stash. I'm feeding my baby. And this is just like, oh, no, I'm hooked up to this machine watching my nipples go bleep, 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 bleep. Oh, and then, you know, and then nothing, you know.
But it was also keeping up your supply.
It was. I mean, obviously, I needed to do it. I couldn't not do it. Mm-hmm. And the good news was that because the endoscopy was like at 11 o'clock, I could feed in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to like pump first thing. And it wasn't like it was a full 24 hours of pumping and dumping, but I only had to like dump one more feed in the morning the next day, and then I was back to it. So it wasn't like, because, you know, he doesn't feed overnight anymore. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like all the feeds during the day that I had to do, right? You know? But still, it's just not what I would call a fun time.
No.
And yeah, that was the first time I had to do that, so.
It reminds me that I got LASIK surgery when Elle was 6 months old, and I think I very readily took the Valium or whatever they offered me, and that required me to also pump and dump for a while, and that was painful, I remember. So I feel you.
It just is very counterintuitive. Also, the, like, having to put bottles together and stuff, you know, like, the baby was like, Mom, you're right there, you know? Like, how come I can't have those boobs? And I was like, those boobs are closed for business right now. And he did not understand that at all, so. But I have to say, our reunion nursing, he was really happy.
Aw, that's
He was
so
like, Booby, where have you been? I missed you so much. Never leave again. So, yeah.
You're going to be nursing till he's five.
Probably, at this rate. anyway, what do you have for us, a BFP or a BFN?
I also have a BFN.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So remember how just a few minutes ago I was like, I love story time at the library and it was so great with Elle and I met mom friends and blah, blah, blah.
I do remember.
Well, I tried taking Cece to a library story time at the library near me and it sucked. But
really? Why?
Well, first of all, you know, I have been feeling kind of like anxious and worked up about stuff. And we get there and it's super crowded. We're late. We have to park down the street. We walk in late. And it's just like tons of kids and chaos. And I'm just like, my head is like kind of spinning a little bit from the chaos. And then I'm like checking my phone constantly to see if it's anything like related to me that I need to respond to. And of course, a couple things are. So I'm trying to like communicate for work. And Cece's there and just wants to eat like everything. Like they're giving out like little shakers, you know, and like different things for the kids to play with. Because it's not just story time. Like they do a lot of songs and stuff too. And so I'm like, oh my God, these things are germ infested. And I'm like trying to keep these things out of her mouth.
There's no way.
There's no way. And all of that I think would have been tolerable. But then the kicker was that the librarian, like, literally had no people skills, had no presentation skills. She just, like, stood up there and read the book, like, and then the David did this, and then, blah, and then turned the page. And she's like, and then David did this, and blah, blah.
Oh,
and
man. I'm like,
you are trying to command the attention of a room of, like, 0 to 3-year-olds. You can't.
Oh, my God.
Mumble quietly and, like, whip through pages fast and, like,
kids, why aren't you paying attention?
She said that at one point. She's like, well, I'm losing them, so I guess we'll do another song. I'm like, losing them, lady? You never had them. Okay? Because I'm a performer, and so I'm very sensitive to this stuff. It's like, if I'm going to read, I actually volunteered as a book reader through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. And so I know what it takes to like present like a book and be engaging to kids. And the woman who did the other one when Elle was a baby was like that, you know?
Yeah.
And this lady was trying.
It takes big gestures and
loud voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
So
oh
I'm
my
just
goodness.
Like, I can't do this anymore. And I was really bummed because I was kind of looking forward to that as something to get out of the house. And I'm just a critical bitch, Laura. I'm like, I don't think I can do this again.
They need some voice training. Is yeah. that the difference between living in North Hollywood that's like crawling with out-of-work actors and yes. now living where you guys live?
Yes. Like just a straight-up legit nice, sweet librarian lady who's probably kind of quiet. Oh, she's very sweet.
Yeah, I feel like librarians don't go into library science because they're like outgoing. Yes. I don't know. I actually know a few librarians who are lovely and do enjoy karaoke, so I'm probably wrong.
Well, let me know where their storytelling is, their story time is, and I'll hit it up. So, but it was fine. It was just kind of like a little bummer. But maybe I'll try another library in the area and see if it's any better.
Good news is there are lots of libraries. So
indeed.
There's like a whole circuit in the Pasadena area, apparently. Like they talk about this on the Pasadena Moms group. Like someone charted it out, like where to go, which day. So my problem is that all of them seem to be right during my baby's nap times. So
yeah, that's tricky. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Skip it.
Anyway.
That was a fun episode. Should we wrap
that
things up?
I think we should. I think we should.
If you guys have any ideas about how to meet mom friends or any stories or anecdotes to share with us, you know we love to hear from you. Laura, how can everyone reach us?
We are on social media at BFP Podcast. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a closed Facebook community group. Just search Big Fat Positive Community and click to join. I will add you. We also have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And also, we would love to hear if you have any questions for our Checking the Inbox segment. You can email voice memos to us at contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com.
If you love Big Fat Positive, please leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts and share the love. If you know anyone who's pregnant or a new parent, let them know about BFP Podcast. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you next week.
Bye.